Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Yas Ibrahim for our program Hadith of the Day. One of the things that we as Muslims or as believers in the Day of Judgment should try and practice upon is to know and to create in ourselves the belief that this world is not the all that is about us. That there is another place, so to speak, that we will go to. And that place will have blessings beyond our furthest imaginations. We do not know what that place contains. The Holy Quran speaks about certain blessings and certain gifts that a person will be given on that day. But in reality, it is just something for us to realize that on that day there will be such splendid blessings and gifts given to those who have earned them, that in reality we do not know exactly what they are. However, like we said, to get those blessings and to earn those gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it requires effort and it requires a certain type of life and a certain type of living. And in this way, Imam Hassan alayhi salam says that he says that surely a believer in this world is a person who packs a bag, who has a travel bag ready. What does this mean? It means that a person uses this world and the blessings that he has in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he uses it in a way to prepare himself for the next journey. He will not just say that everything I have is for this world and this world only, but he will create what is known as a backpack in order to him to take with him to the next world. And what is that backpack? That backpack is his good deeds, his actions, his good ethics, his good beliefs, and in the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Imam continues, and why we say that this is that type of person, it says, because the Imam continues and says that that person who does not believe in the day of judgment and does not believe in the hereafter, it says that that person or the unbeliever or the kafir is that person who will just be sufficient with the joys of this world. That he will use everything he has in this world. He will not prepare anything to take with him to the hereafter. Whatever he gets in this world, he uses it in this world. He does not say, oh, I'm not going to find this thing again. As people say, life is short, enjoy your life. This is not what we believe in. He says, yes, life is short. Do enjoy your life. Yes, that is correct. But enjoy it in a way that you will be able to gain the eternal life and an eternal blessings and enjoy those gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which come with hard work, sacrifice, and the ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shall we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in achieving those gifts. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.